Today on the show, we're taking a departure from our usual briefing to bring you a Thanksgiving special. Phoenicians around the valley shared with Cronkite News what they're thankful for. I'm Emily Mai.
My name is Audra Gamble.
James Miley.
Joan Jarnigan.
I'm really thankful that we have the opportunity now to spend time together as a family because the holidays really define getting together as a theme in itself.
I'm just thankful for, you know, everything that I have in my life and thankful for the country we live in.
All of those that fought for us to make this country what it is. I feel like we're in a place right now where we just don't tolerate each other unless we agree. You can't move forward to make any changes without coming together.
My name is Stephanie Stokes. COVID was a challenge. I mean, there was a lot of family members that couldn't come. Obviously, we have grandparents that we weren't able to see or they weren't able to come out. But as far as this year, we really just kept it minimal, but we're still getting together and doing the tradition.
My name is Aaron Alexander. I'm thankful for my family coming to town. It's their first time coming to Arizona, so I was kind of excited.
Don't eat too much. No, just kidding. My name is Doris Burney. It's good for us. This is the first time we're going to have Thanksgiving. So I just wish the best for everybody in the whole world.
I just hope for everybody to be fed and have a good holiday. That's the main thing. Everybody can see each other and spend time with their families.
I'm thankful for my family just because things have changed and, you know, tomorrow is never promised. So really having a good support system and people that love you are what I'm most appreciative for.
Take the time out to think about how important having life is and having health and having the opportunity to participate in life. There's so many people that aren't able to afford groceries and sometimes we take things for granted. So I like to be able to make sure that we're taking time to be thankful for what we do have, even if it's not much.
To the homeless, to the sick, the ill ones, to the baby, down to the elderly, hope for the best for everyone.
Yeah, I don't have to work on Thanksgiving. I don't have to open up a store. I've done it before. My name is Taylor Tucker. I specifically work in reproductive justice and abortion work, so it has been really, really stressful. But I think that I feel very, very grateful for the fact that, like, I have a lot of things. My life is extremely comfortable in comparison to most people. I wish everyone a whole lot more ease, that as the year kind of comes to a close, that they get a moment, whatever that moment is, where they get to feel like whole and cozy and nurtured and surrounded by the things that bring them some form of joy, and that feels really good, and that allows them to also be folks that do something that delights somebody else. I think that of a little bit of extra space and grace, a little bit of cushion, I think would do everyone well. But I hope that everyone feels warm and cozy and has almost all of their basic needs met. That feels really, really what I wish for people right now.
And that was it for today. We had help from Alexia Faith, and special thanks to Audra Maneshny, who produced our show. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. I'm Emily Mai. Happy Thanksgiving!